Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday evening, September 2nd, 2025, and we have a great mix of business and corporate headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline. Outdoor Personia launches Operation Shed for a Vet campaign to honor local veterans. Outdoor Personia has launched Operation Shed for a Vet, a campaign to honor local veterans. The company is inviting the public to nominate a deserving United States veteran to receive a free, quality-built 8x12 storage shed. Nominations can be submitted through the Outdoor Personia website until October 14, 2025. The winner will receive a ready-made storage shed delivered by Veterans Day. This initiative is part of Outdoor Personia's commitment to community service, which also includes an annual Days of Service where staff volunteer to support local homeowners and organizations in need. For more information or to nominate a veteran, visit Outdoor Personia's website.
Eltruppy launches AI voice agents for community financial institutions. Eltruppy, the leading AI-powered conversations platform for community financial institutions, has announced the general availability of the next generation of Eltruppy AI voice agents. This platform turns traditional phone systems into intelligent, autonomous voice agents that handle routine banking tasks end-to-end. Early adopters have seen game-changing results with 88% containment across 11.8 million consumer questions and 60% of agent calls deflected. Eltruppy AI voice agents provide natural, free-form dialogue and support account services, payments, transfers, loan services, and card management in multiple languages. These agents integrate with core banking systems, providing real-time data access. With a focus on improving efficiency and providing 24/7 service, Eltruppy AI voice agents aim to revolutionize customer interactions for community financial institutions.
PVA Tepla hosts successful Capital Markets Day 2025 and provides strategic outlook. PVA Tepla AG recently hosted a successful Capital Markets Day 2025 in London, outlining its strategic outlook and growth targets. The company aims to reach €500 million in revenue by 2028, with an EBITDA margin of 20 to 25% and a gross margin of 38 to 43%. By investing in technology and infrastructure, PVA Tepla is strengthening its competitiveness in key markets like semiconductor, energy, and aerospace. The company is also expanding its global presence with investments in production, sales, and service infrastructures. With a focus on innovation and market-oriented research, PVA Tepla is reducing its dependence on individual industries and driving growth in high-tech sectors. Local Couple debuts two new Perspire Sauna Studio locations in Birmingham and Novi. A new Perspire Sauna Studio location has opened in Birmingham, promising a unique wellness experience. Owners Stephanie and Rami Ubaidi also bringing Michigan's first Perspire Sauna Studio to Rochester Hills in 2023, have expanded to Novi as well. The Birmingham studio offers state-of-the-art snow showers, combining infrared sauna and red light therapy for detox, calorie burning, pain relief, and more. With 9 private sauna suites and premium amenities, guests can enjoy a transformative experience. Open 7 days a week, the studio aims to provide concierge-level service and immersive sauna sessions. Learn more at Perspire Sauna Studios' website. Tech Media Breaks, Bollinger Innovations, Inc., Naxban's dealer network with Ziegler and Range Truck Group. Bollinger Innovations, Inc., BINI, has expanded its dealer network by adding Ziegler Truck Group, LLC, and Range Truck Group, LLC, as official dealers. This move will bring Bollinger Motors' commercial sales and service offerings to Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa, and Washington. The dealers will offer the Bollinger B4 all-electric Class 4 chassis cab, as well as the Mullen 1 Class 1 cargo van, and the Mullen 3 Class 3 chassis cab truck, which will be rebranded as Bollinger Motors vehicles in the future. This partnership aims to advance sustainable fleet transportation and provide customized e-mobility solutions in the Upper Midwest and Pacific Northwest regions.
Jelt Venture Partners acquires a 142-unit multifamily property in American Fork, Utah. Jelt Venture Partners, LLC, has acquired Alvera at the Meadows, a 142-unit multifamily property in American Fork, Utah. The property features 1, 2, and 3-bedroom floor plans with premium finishes like granite countertops and smart home technology. With a stabilized occupancy of 95% at closing, GVP plans to enhance operations and amenities, including pool, fitness center, and playground. The strategic re-entry into Utah aligns with GVP's expertise in adding value to multifamily assets. The region's strong market fundamentals, including population growth and tech industry presence, make Alvera a promising investment. GVP's recent acquisition of the Commodore in California highlights their continued success in the multifamily industry.
PowerBank, SCUUN, FSCU 103, secures site control for 2.8 megawatt Day Hollow solar project in New York. PowerBank Corporation, a leader in North American energy infrastructure development, has secured site control for its 2.8 megawatt Day Hollow solar project in New York. This project, designed as a community solar initiative, is expected to qualify under New York's VDR program at an estimated first-year average rate of U.S. 0.971 REMP kilowatt hours. Day Hollow will allow renters, businesses, and homeowners to subscribe and receive bill credits without on-site equipment, contributing to the state's target of 6 gigawatts of solar capacity by 2025. PowerBank Corporation focuses on distributed and community solar projects in Canada and the USA with a potential development pipeline of over 1 gigawatt. For more information, visit www.powerbankcorp.com. Former Merrill and Hightower advisors create new independent advisory firm in Connecticut, Granite Islands Private Wealth. Granite Islands Private Wealth, LLC, founded by former Merrill and Hightower advisors, has launched a new independent advisory firm. Led by Charles Andriol and Robert DeLuca, the firm offers comprehensive wealth management and investment services to simplify financial life and help clients achieve their goals. With over $1 billion in client assets collectively managed, the team is dedicated to providing personalized service and industry-leading resources. The firm, headquartered in Guilford, CT, works with clients nationwide and globally. For more information, visit www.graniteislands.com. Levin Johnston of Marcus & Millichap completes sale of 3-property Silicon Valley multifamily portfolio. Levin Johnston of Marcus & Millichap recently completed the sale of a 3-property Silicon Valley multifamily portfolio totaling 33 units for over $13.4 million. The team represented the seller and buyer in this transaction, taking advantage of the rejuvenated interest in the Silicon Valley and San Francisco Bay Area. The properties, located in Menlo Park, Santa Clara, and Sunnyvale, offer strong employment fundamentals and low vacancy levels. This sale is part of Levin Johnston's successful year, with over $286 million in transactions completed in 2025 so far. The team is well positioned to continue advising clients and closing deals in the Bay Area and beyond. Nauticus Robotics announces 1-for-9 reverse stock split. Nauticus Robotics, Inc. announced a 1-for-9 reverse stock split of its outstanding shares of common stock. This action, approved by the board of directors and stockholders, aims to increase the per-share stock price. The reverse split is set to take effect on September 5, 2025, with aftermarket trading temporarily suspended on September 4, 2025. Current shareholders will automatically have every 9 shares consolidated into 1 share, with fractional shares rounded up. Shareholders holding electronically don't need to take action, while those with certificated shares will receive instructions from Continental Stock Transfer and Trust. This move is intended to comply with the NASDAQ Capital Market's minimum bid price requirement and attract a broader range of investors. DPR Construction completes topping out of Memorial Emergency Department in Pembroke Pines. DPR Construction, a top technical builder, completes the topping out of Memorial Healthcare System's new 30,000-square-foot freestanding emergency department in Pembroke Pines. The facility will include 20 exam and treatment rooms, pediatric area, fast-track exam rooms, imaging, and a full-service lab. The new parking lot is finished, and the existing urgent care building will be replaced. The facility is set to be fully operational by May 2026, projected to care for 55,000 individuals annually. DPR is also constructing another FSEED in Miramar. Celebrating its 20th anniversary in South Florida, DPR handles $260 million in projects yearly. Founded in 1990, DPR is a self-performing general contractor specializing in complex projects for various markets. For more information, visit DPR's website. DPR Construction completes topping out of Memorial Emergency Department in Miramar. DPR Construction's South Florida business unit has completed the topping out of Memorial Healthcare System's new 16,800-square-foot freestanding emergency department in Miramar, Florida. The facility will feature 13 examination rooms, 8 fast-track rooms, advanced imaging, and on-site lab capabilities. Scheduled to be fully operational by the second quarter of 2026, the FSED will provide convenient access to care for Broward County's growing community. Memorial Hospital Pembroke CEO Felicia Turnley highlighted the importance of the new facility in managing increasing patient volumes. DPR Construction's senior project manager Luke Stocking praised the support from local leaders for keeping the project on schedule. The company is also constructing another FSED in Pembroke Pines, with both projects addressing ongoing labor challenges with in-house self-perform capabilities. DPR Construction, celebrating its 20th anniversary in South Florida, is known for its sustainable and technically complex projects across various markets. A16Z Speedrun opens applications for SR06, offering up to $1 million for new startups globally. A16Z Speedrun has opened applications for SR06, the latest edition of its highly successful startup program. The 12-week program will kick off late January 2026 in San Francisco, offering up to $1 million investment for each accepted company. Founders will receive hands-on mentorship, strategic guidance, and access to a global network to help startups scale faster. SR05 was the largest and most diverse cohort to date, with over 60 companies selected from 14,000 applications. Since its launch in 2023, A16Z Speedrun has funded over 150 startups with more than $180 million. Applications for SR006 are now open until September 28, 2025, with the program starting on January 26, 2026. For more information, visit speedrun.a6z.com. Isotropic Corporation, OTHUB, building market awareness through strategic education platform. Isotropic Corporation, listed as CSEIZO and OTCQBIZOZF, has launched BreastCT.com as an educational resource focusing on breast CT technology and IsoView's clinical advantages for dense breast tissue imaging. This platform is designed to evolve alongside the company's progression through clinical studies, regulatory phases, and commercial launch milestones. By strategically positioning itself within the imaging category, Isotropic provides a clear market reference framework for IsoView's commercial potential. The challenge of educating markets on breakthrough technology is crucial for medical device companies like Isotropic. Successful adoption of innovations requires comprehensive stakeholder education across patients, clinicians, and healthcare administrators. BreastCT.com serves as a strategic response to this market education requirement, supporting awareness initiatives for Isotropic's advancements. Simon Quick Advisors launches WealthMetrics. Simon Quick Advisors has launched WealthMetrics, a service aimed at helping clients understand their tax landscape better. This proprietary service provides a visual, multi-year analysis of a client's tax profile by comparing it to a curated peer group of high-net-worth individuals. Christopher Moore, managing partner at Simon Quick Advisors, stated that WealthMetrics turns complexity into clarity, empowering clients to make smarter decisions. The service works alongside clients' existing CPAs or tax preparers to enhance their work. WealthMetrics is now live and available exclusively to Simon Quick clients, reflecting the firm's commitment to personalized, data-informed advice. Investor News breaks: Foremost clean energy lidded, NASDAQ MST, launches drill program at Murphy Lake South Uranium Property. Foremost clean energy lidded, trading on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol FMST and on the CSE under the ticker symbol FAT, has launched an 8-hole, 2,500-meter diamond drill program at its Murphy Lake South Uranium property in Saskatchewan's Athabasca Basin. The program follows a recent ambient noise tomography survey, which generated a 3D velocity model to optimize drill targeting. CEO Jason Barnard stated that the campaign will test high-priority targets in a world-class uranium district amid tightening global supply. A Phase 2 winter program is anticipated for 2025-26 to follow up on initial results. Foremost Clean Energy is focused on uranium and lithium exploration in North America, with projects in the uranium-rich Athabasca Basin region of northern Saskatchewan.
Investor news breaks: G-Mining Ventures Corp., GMIN, OGMINF, secures environmental permit for Oko West Gold Project in Guyana. G-Mining Ventures Corp. has secured the environmental permit for the Oko West Gold Project in Guyana, allowing construction and operation through July 2030. The project is expected to create 1,270 direct permanent jobs and strengthen the company's partnership with the government of Guyana. G-Mining Ventures Corp. is focused on the acquisition, exploration, and development of precious metal projects, positioning itself as a mid-tier precious metals producer. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
AI news breaks: Blue Sky AI Inc., OTCID BSAI, acquires 36-acre Colorado site for 15-megawatt AI data center deployment. Blue Sky AI Inc., a NeoCloud company, has acquired a 36-acre site in Colorado for a 15-megawatt AI data center deployment. The purchase agreement with Snowy River Ranches LLC secures a parcel in Huerfano County, Colo, offering scalable compute capacity and access to energy infrastructure. CEO Trent D'Ambrosio stated that this acquisition supports Blue Sky's national expansion strategy, focusing on local economic development and environmental stewardship. The site will undergo development under state and county permitting frameworks, adding to Blue Sky's energy-rich locations in the Mountain West and Southwest.
Biomed news breaks: NRx Pharmaceuticals Inc., DAC NRxP, showcases Hope Therapeutics at Global Passion Project event. NRx Pharmaceuticals Inc. showcased its Hope Therapeutics program at the Global Passion Project and Rockefeller Capital Symposium. CEO Prafa Jonathan Javitt outlined plans for the fall 2025 launch of clinics and a residential program targeting suicidal depression, PTSD, and cognitive dysfunction. The program will combine neuroplastic drugs with various therapies in a comprehensive setting. NRx recently raised over $8 million from biotechnology investors in a common stock offering. Matthew Rockefeller was named to the advisory board of Hope Therapeutics. NRx is a clinical stage biopharmaceutical company developing therapeutics for central nervous system disorders.
Investor news breaks: Solagenix Inc., SNGX, CEO to present at H.C. Wainwright Global Investment Conference. Solagenix Inc., a late-stage biopharmaceutical company focused on developing and commercializing products to treat rare diseases, announced that President and CEO Christopher J. Schaber, Ph.D., will deliver a corporate presentation at the H.C. Wainwright 27th Annual Global Investment Conference, taking place September 8 to 10, 2025. The on-demand presentation will be available beginning September 5th at 7 a.m. ET through the conference platform, with Solagenix management also participating in one-on-one meetings during the event. Solagenix is focused on developing and moving toward potential commercialization of Hybrite TM for the treatment of cutaneous T-cell lymphoma. The company's development programs also include vaccines targeting filoviruses, ricin toxin, and COVID-19. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Empowering confidence: Atlanta native brings Blow Blow Dry Bar to Dunwoodie with a mission to pamper and uplift women. Blow Blow Dry Bar, North America's original blow dry bar franchise, is opening its newest location in Dunwoodie on September 12, 2025. owned by local entrepreneur Jasmine Budwani, this bar will offer 5 signature styles, hair treatments, makeup looks, and special membership rates. Budwani, an Atlanta native, aims to create a space where women can prioritize self-care. The bar will create new jobs and support female-focused charities. Guests can enjoy discounted blowouts and VIP services to celebrate the opening. Blow Blow Dry Bar focuses on inclusivity, offering expert services in a fun and welcoming environment. For more information, visit their website or call 678-862-7203. Biomed news breaks. Sine Immunotherapeutics LASDAQ SCNI reports first half 2025 results and strengthened cash position. Sine Immunotherapeutics reported revenues of $773,000 for the 6 months ended June 30, 2025, showing growth in its CDMO business. R&D expenses decreased to $1.24 million, while marketing and administrative expenses increased. Net loss narrowed to $4.13 million. Cash and equivalents were at $989,000 as of June 30th, with an additional $4.2 million raised in July and August. Sinai is advancing its anti-IL-17 nanoAb program, filing new patents and pursuing grant funding. The CDMO unit booked $1.0 million in service orders through August.
Rock breaks. Lahontan Gold Corp., OTQ LGCXF, reports positive drill results from Santa Fe Mine Project in Nevada. Lahontan Gold Corp. reported positive drill results from its 2025 Phase 1 drilling program at the Santa Fe Mine Project in Nevada. Highlights include 89.9 meters grading 0.23 grams per au and 18.3 meters grading 0.73 grams per IU at the York Zone, and 39.6 meters grading 0.30 grams per au at the Slab Zone, confirming a new target for resource expansion. Additional drilling at York and Slab is planned for later this year. The Santa Fe Mine Project has a Canadian National Instrument 43-101 compliant indicated mineral resource of 1,539,000 oz/aueq and an inferred mineral resource of 411,000 oz/aueq. For more information, visit Lahontan Gold Corp.'s website.
NRx Pharmaceuticals selected to present at the 2025 Global Passion Project with Matthew Rockefeller and Rockefeller Capital. NRx Pharmaceuticals, a clinical stage biopharmaceutical company, presented plans for the Hope Therapeutics rollout at the 2025 Global Passion Project Symposium with Matthew Rockefeller and Rockefeller Capital. The company raised $8.8 million from biotech investors for the flagship location in Palm Beach, FL. Hope Clinics will offer neuroplastic drugs like ketamine, transcranial magnetic stimulation, and hyperbaric oxygen to treat conditions like suicidal depression and PTSD. Matthew Rockefeller joins the Hope Therapeutics Advisory Board. The symposium highlighted the collaboration between technology, science, and philanthropy to address mental health challenges. NRx aims to combine treatments for a response rate of over 90% with multiple locations opening in Florida this fall.
Trilogy Metals Inc., TMQ, advances sustainable development in Alaska's Ambler Mining District. Trilogy Metals Inc. is boldly advancing sustainable development in Alaska's Ambler Mining District. As a significant player in the copper-dominant region, Trilogy Metals focuses on high-grade copper, zinc, lead, gold, and silver. The company champions responsible mining practices, balancing economic growth with environmental stewardship. Trilogy Metals' mission is to develop the Ambler Mining District safely and environmentally responsibly while respecting the local indigenous people. For the latest news and updates on TMQ, visit the company's newsroom. Mining Newswire is a specialized communications platform focusing on developments in the global mining and resources sectors, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications solutions.
Linworks appoints John Ball as CEO to drive innovation and growth. Linworks, the global leading connected commerce ops platform, has appointed John Ball as its new chief executive officer. With over 25 years of experience in strategic leadership, Ball will guide Linworks through its next phase of expansion. Amid challenges in global retail, Linworks aims to strengthen its market position under Ball's leadership. The platform supports over $24 billion in annual GMV, providing efficient fulfillment and operational solutions for over 4,000 global customers. Ball's track record in driving growth and resilience makes him a valuable addition to the team. His focus on operational excellence, a people-centric culture, and intentional growth aligns with Linwork's mission to simplify commerce for all. Marlin Equity Partners principal, Grant Schachter, expresses excitement for the company's future under Ball's leadership, anticipating a new chapter of growth and innovation.
Once Upon a Child expands North Jersey footprint with new location in Springfield. Once Upon a Child recently opened a new location in Springfield, expanding its footprint in North Jersey. The brand offers local parents a sustainable shopping resource by selling gently used children's clothing, toys, and accessories at affordable prices. The new store, owned by Jamie Silberman and Jessica Watkins, aims to help families update their children's wardrobes without contributing to landfills. Unlike typical consignment stores, Once Upon a Child pays on the spot for items purchased from consumers and ensures all products meet safety standards. For more information, contact the store at 973-874-5030 or visit their website. Once Upon a Child is part of Winmark, the resale company, which focuses on sustainability and small business formation with over 435 franchise stores in the U.S. and Canada.
Local Father and Coach brings D1 training to Fort Wayne. Local Father and Coach, Matt Dressler, has brought D1 training to Fort Wayne, offering a sports science-backed training regimen led by certified trainers to help people of all ages achieve their sport and fitness goals. Dressler, a former collegiate basketball player, transitioned from the court to the corporate world, but maintained his passion for basketball through coaching. D1 training offers age-based programs and various training options to support athletes of all levels. With over 150 locations nationwide, D1 training is rapidly growing and impacting the lives of 30,000 athletes. For more information on D1 Training Fort Wayne, visit their website or call 260-544-2436. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7 PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.